How was great is to see that today's first reading and the gospel are really tight because of the facts of the resurrection of the Lord. The Lord, my dear friend, has risen. We know this because he himself wanted to reveal himself anew to us, his disciples. But now, let us not fall into the temptation of saying this word automatically. The Lord is risen. There is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And period. Rather, let us be a transparent mirror of the joy which come out from our hearts. Perhaps, my dear friends, we still keep some doubt. The world doesn't seem to have changed much from the ways it was before the Good Friday. That is why the apostle in the gospel returned to their usual task, to their usual job. The adventure of being a fisher of men seems to have come to an end. They became ordinary fishermen again. However, everything is new to the heart of those who believe and have seen the Lord. Jesus then meets them in their daily lives. He doesn't give here big triumphant speeches, but innocently asks if they have anything to eat. He wanted them to realize that the true food is the one who awaits them on the other shore. John then, in this gospel, recognized him after many fishes had caught in that net, which is the church, and doesn't break no matter how abundant the fish are in. And the question here for us, and I, do I also recognize Christ in the multitude of my brothers and sisters? Or is it that perhaps I see only faces that pass quickly before me? I have almost 2 years in this parish. I pretend that I know almost, let's say, 3/4 faces in these churches. I know all of you by your faces, maybe not by your name. But also you who come today every morning for this Mass, are you able to say to me that you know half names of people who came here every morning in the Mass? Or just you see faces quickly and that doesn't matter for you? Peter, always impulsive, get dressed and jumped into the water. Let's analyze this picture. Peter was naked, that is, he believed he no longer had dignity. Then, seeing the teacher, seeing his master, gave him hope. It is Jesus who clothes us with the clothing of the new man and new woman, radiant but now in one piece of robe. With what courage then do I address Jesus today? It's another question. With what jump do I put myself in his presence so that he can adorn me with the robe of holiness? Don't be shy. Don't hide yourself. He knows everything. Just like Peter, jump into. Hold on. Come too fast with him, and may he adorn you with the robe of holiness today. My dear friends, let us go swimming. Let us go swimming quickly to find Jesus, and let us be surprised by the homely love close to him that awaits us to feed us always with the bread of life. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.